Now, in the sermon proper this morning, these things being true, there is a response commanded of each and every one of us this morning. Kiss the Son. Kiss the Son. There's a variant reading of this, which doesn't change the meaning or our applications. That is, do homage to or embrace purity. Some would have it that way. But taking this scripture in conjunction with the seventh verse of this chapter, this is a perfectly accurate translation of the Holy Scriptures. Kiss the Son. Two reasons. Why? Why should I kiss the Son? They're given to us right in our text. First, lest he be angry. Secondly, in order to be blessed. Two reasons to kiss the Son. First, lest he be angry for fear of his judgment and wrath. Secondly, in order to be blessed, that is, to seek out his grace and mercy. Kiss the Son lest he be angry. Lest he be angry. Many take exception to the concept of the wrath of God. Usually people wish not to hear about the wrath of God because they're under it. Because they're abiding under the wrath of God. Because it exposes the sinful, sick condition of the heart of man. If this troubles you, friend, seek shelter under the wings of the Almighty. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. What's a pestilence? A disease. A disease. Unsafe friend. You suffer under a perilous pestilence. The disease of sin, the wages thereof is death. But, there's good news. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Praise the Lord. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. You won't have to be afraid or uncertain of what awaits you when the darkness encompasses you and you're ready to leave this earth. You won't be afraid of the fiery darts of the enemy, the fiery arrows of temptation when they come, because you have an assurance. You have a promise that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. For Jesus Christ, God your Savior, hath overcome the world. Therefore, kiss the Son. Make your peace with him. Kiss the Son with the kiss of reconciliation, which the Son offers you on favorable terms this morning. Moreover, it is offered at great cost to himself, shed blood at the cross. Jesus, the Son of God, offers you peace with God the Father freely through Him. His mighty hand is outstretched. Will you give Him the kiss of homage? You see His hand. It's the one with the nail print in it. Will you kiss the Son the kiss of worship this morning? Forsaking all other gods, the God of money, the God of stuff, the God of trust in the things of this world, the God of lust, the God of whatever it is that's got its ugly claws in you this morning. You've been at war with God, at enmity with God for long enough. It's time to be at peace. Now, a word to the Christians here this morning. Our text speaks primarily of those who are without the Son. But every word of God has something to say to all by way of application. Kiss the Son lest He be angry. Now the next phrase in our text, and you perish in the way, is not for you, friend. It's not for you, Christian friend. It can't be applied to you. For God promises that those to whom Christ gives eternal life shall never perish. So no, you can't perish in the way. So how then might I apply this to my walk with God? Have you offended the Holy God? Are you in a pattern of sin? What is your spiritual life like? Will you do an honest self-examination on that particular point? While there is still time, before God, according to His perfect justice and mercy, sees fit to bring you under His divine hand of discipline. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry. Confess your sin and find renewed joy and peace in your heart. Kiss the Son in order to be blessed. Blessed are those who put their trust in Him. Those who make peace with God through the Son are blessed. Blessed. Careful attention to our text here. Blessed are some of those. No. Blessed are a few of those. Blessed are the lucky ones. No. Blessed are all those. Blessed are all those. Have you put your trust in Christ? If you've put your trust in Christ, you are one of the all. The Scripture saith not all except for you. The whiny, complaining, pity pot Christian is not glorifying God. Rather, the whiny, complaining, pity pot Christian is blaspheming the name of God by denying His goodness through living a life of unthankfulness. What's your prayer life like? What's your prayer life like? Is it a list of wants as you define them? Or is it a request that your needs might be fulfilled as God defines them? You want to experience answered prayer? Get out of the first category and into the second category. Then you'll have all the more reason to rejoice, will you not? If you have even little faith, then you have great blessings. Blessed are all those who put their trust in Him. If you're like the man who said, "I believe, help my unbelief," having but little faith, the Lord will meet you there. You have a ready ear in heaven's throne room. Your peace, Christian, and your joy does not depend upon your circumstances. Your co-workers are driving you crazy with their foul mouths and their unholy living. Your neighbors are backbiting, saying one thing to you and doing another behind your back. How are you going to respond? How are you going to respond? If you've got that peace and joy that does not depend upon circumstances, you're going to respond in a godly way. If you say, "Lord, I understand you give me that peace and joy. No thanks, I'll take a rain check. I'm going to do it my way." Follow that path if you will. But know this. You will have taken yourself out of the realm of God's blessing because you're not putting your trust in God. I pray, Christian friend, that all of the things spoken this morning cause you to kiss the Son with the kiss of reconciliation, and again with the kiss of thankfulness this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.